We'll start again, six lines from the bottom, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Zera v'Yosef ba'agne d'maya. Reb Zera sat in a bathtub, a tub of water, be'mesuta, in the Beis HaMelechetz. Amle l'shamesh, he told his shamesh, zil v'aysa l'tisha kavin, pour me thine kavin of water, v'shodi alvei. Amle Reb Chiya bar'Abba, l'omele l'ma'a kulihai, why didn't he tisha kavin? Why? V'Yosef b'gavei, you're sitting in a bathtub. Why is that tisha kavin not enough? Omalei kaboim so, just like a mikvah aboim so, my aboim so betvila. Over there you have to have tvila. Meaning, this wasn't aboim so, this was nine kavin you're sitting in. So just like tvila needs aboim so, and I'm not sitting in aboim so, v'loi ben nesina, but by tvila it doesn't work in the scene. It's dafka tvila. You can't pour in your aboim so. You have to sit in it. So after tisha kavin, when you go to ask tisha kavin, you can't sit in tisha kavin. You have to pour on it. After tisha kavin, ben nesina v'loi betvila. So it's either or. Either it's aboim so be yeshiva betvila or tisha kavin ben nesina. Zok mo Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas tisha kavin. He created a barrel that was misakinit of tisha kavin. So like this, the talmidim, before they learn, they can take go be yaitze tisha kavin. Ki osa rav dimi omar tisha kavin, but it was a tub, because a bath of tisha kavin is not good. Tefil of tisha kavin doesn't help. It means the sin of tisha kavin. It was a barrel the size of tisha kavin. No, it was the size, a bathtub that's empty, that can hold tisha kavin, and they're going to pour on him, because tisha kavin has only been a sinah. Correct. It wasn't a bath, what we call it, sitting in a bath. It was an empty bath that it can pour on him, tisha kavin. So if Nachman tikin chatz v'bas tisha kavin, so they can pour it on him. Zok Rashi, liten ma'im l'talmidim aleihem, clearly, to pour it on them. Ki osir rav dimi omer rabbi kiva rabbi yudah glustra omru, loy shonu, this din is loy shonu ela l'choyle l'oinsoy. Oh, if they halt cheshme now in the next half an omen to the Gemara. Rav Dimi's shita is that this din of tisha kavin, loishonu, that nesina of tisha kavin helps, is only lechoyle leoinsoy. That means two negatives going against you. You're a choyle and you're oinus. Oinus means not margil. Tashmish means margil. Oinus means not ade tashmish. So when you have two negatives, so to speak, choyle leoinsoy, then tisha kavin works. Av lechoyle margil, even though you're choyle, but you're margil, meaning tashamita, then aboim so, then only aboim so works. Correct. Choyle means that they were misaken the din of tisha kavin because it's hard for him to go. But it's a choyle, so for choyle la'ointzoy they made a tisha kavin. But a choyle hamargel, even though it's hard for you to go, but since a margel tayde bia, so then aboim so. That's the shita of Rav Dimi. Omer Rav Yosef, it v'chatz v'Rav Nachman. The chatz v'Rav Nachman is going to help you for talmidim that are margel. The margel was the shchiach part. Zok Rashi. Ain't a tzor the choyle la'ointzer la'shchiach. Choyle la'ointzer not shchiach. What are you misaking the ganze chatzva? It's for the choyle amargel, which is the talmidim, which was negayah for. Now, Avdem Zokti Gemara, ki os Ravin Omar, Ravin argues Rav Dimi, he said as follows, Be'usha, have a uvda, there was a ma'aseh Be'usha, chobeiz on beiz, bekila de Rav Oishia, in the entrance to the home of Rav Oishia, in front of the traktin, osu v'sholol Ravasi. They asked Rav Ashi, Omelu, loy shonu, this din of what? Of tisha kavin, is elo l'choyla hamargil. That means, he's now being meikel more. He's saying, that not l'choyla l'oinsi, you don't have to have two strikes against you, that you're misakin tisha kavin. It's for, even for a choyla hamargil. You take a choyla, it's take a heart for you, but even though you're margil, even though it's adetash pramita. Aval l'choyla l'oinsi, but if it's choyla l'oinsi, meaning it's totally out of your realm because it's ba'oinsoy, it's not your stay hard for you in silo oinsoy, not tashmish, potem miklum, you don't even need tisha kavin. Now, Avdem Zokti Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef, it's tamit chatzv Rav Nachman. According to this, you brought back the shards of the broken chatzv of Rav Nachman because you can utilize it again. Since choyla hamargil do misakin tisha kavin, so then it's very good. That's tisha kavin, that's the chatzv Rav Nachman, that's the gay for the talmidim, for tashamita. Choyla oinsoy is potem miklum. Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara says the following cheshbon. Michdi kula amaroi. Zog the Rashi, Rav Dimi v'Rav Avin. We have a Yisrael Tzik HaMachalik, Rav Dimi and Ravin. What was the takon of Tisha Kavin? Was Tisha Kavin for a choyle hamargel or only for a choyle la'oinsoy? Zog the Gemara, le kula amaroi. Zog the Gemara. Michti, kulam roi v'tanoi v'de Ezra k'mefri. This machlok is, what was Takonis Ezra? So zok demor v'nichzi Ezra echetikin. So what's the, let's look at the Takonis Ezra. If we're arguing when it's the gay for the Takonis Ezra, let's just look what the Takonis was. So Tosis explains, b'har mekoyim is gavishat Takonis leipoch gemora hachi. We don't ask, let's see what the Takonis was. Maybe we don't know what it was. El shayni hachi de dovra ha-rogil b'chol yoimu al-kenon ezchurim. Something that's rogel b'chol yoim, it's common, so then we should remember Takonis Ezra. Since it's something that common took place constantly, so let's just look what Takonis Ezra was. We bring machlokes, if it's for chol ha-magil, chol ha-insoy, all the different amagoyim before, the tanoim before, zok demora, omer abaye. So the meaning of machlokes, abaye and rova, legabe Takonis Ezra. Omer abaye. Ezra tikin lebori ha-magil memso. Ezra was misaken for a bori ha-magil. That means, for someone who is not a choyle that it's hard for him, he's a regular bori, and margil, it's either tashmish, not either oinus. For that, he was misakin memso. U bori le-oinsoi, and Ezra was also misakin for a bori le-oinus. What kind of oinus? Not tashmish, but he's a bori. Tisha kavin. Now, he never discussed about a choyle. V'osu amaroi, and then later on, the amaroim came, u pligi b'choyle. What's the deal with Gabi Choyle? Ma'asov ha-choyle ha-margil. Choyle that's margil. Choyle de-tash v'amita is k'bori ha-margil. And a bori ha-margil, we said, is memso. B'choyle lo-oinsoi. And a choyle lo-oinsoi, meaning two strikes against you, sai choyle and sai oinus, is k'bori lo-oinsoi. Which, according to this, according to Abaye, was Tisha Kavin. But Ezra was misakin. That's one. U'ma'asov ha-choyle ha-margil. Choyle ha-margil. Say it's taka choyla because it's hard for him, but he's magil tzadi tashmish. It's kabori la'oinsoi. It's like a bori la'oinsoi, and a bori la'oinsoi is tisha kavin. So choyla ha-magil is tisha kavin, even though he's magil. The choyla la'oinsoi, that's totally potter. The choyla la'oinsoi is potter miklum. That's the second shita. The shita of choyla la'oinsoi is potter miklum is because it's not compared to a bori la'oinsoi. Choyla la'oinsoi is totally potter miklum. Omarova, nay the tikkun Ezra Tvila. You're telling me now that according to this, Abai is saying now that there's a tzad that Ezra was misaken even Tisha Kavin. We don't know Ezra being misaken Tisha Kavin. We know Ezra misaken Memso. Zok tomorrow, Omarova, nay the tikkun Ezra Tvila. Ezra was indeed misaken Tvila, but nesina mitikkun. Since when was he misaken Tisha Kavin? V'omamar. Ezra tikein tvila lebalei kelyon. It says black and white. The Gemara Bava Kama, Ezra was misakin tvila, not nesina, not tisha kavin. So how could Abaye touch up legabe takonis Ezra that he was misakin bori la'oinsoi tisha kavin? Ezra was misakin tvila, not nesina, not tisha kavin. Elo marova serova argues in Abaye. Ezra tikein tvila lebori. Ezra was indeed misakin tvila only for a bori hamargil memso. That means bori ha-margil that I agrees it's taka memso. Saya bori saya margil's memso. V'osu rabbonon v'itkinu and rabbonon came along and it was misaken le bori lo oinsoi a bori lo oines. He's taka bori, so it's not hard for him. But as lo oines, it's not adi tashmish. Tisha kavin was not Ezra. Wasn't the konis Ezra? It was the rabbonon. They were misaken tisha kavin for a bori lo oinsoi. Just like he was misaken bori amargel memso, they were misaken bori lo oinsoi tisha kavin. And on that, v'osa amaroi. Now this is going to be the amaroi's rav dimin ravin. V'komifligi b'choila. The machloikas rav dimin ravin is what's the din by a choila. Mar sovar Ravdimi holds choyla hamargil kabori hamargil. A choyla hamargil aydei tashmish is like a bori hamargil and you need 40 saw. V'choyla la'oinsoi, a choyla la'oinsoi, which is two strikes against him, is kabori la'oinsoi, which bori la'oinsoi is tisha kavin, which was the rabbanon hiskinu. Umar sovar mashekin ravin holds lebori hamargil memso. A bori hamargil is taka memso. V'choyla ha-margil, someone who's a choyla ha-margil, but I say the tashmish, is k'bori lo-oinsoi tisha kavin. It's like a bori that's oinus tisha kavin. Aval l'choyla lo-oinsoi, mashenken, if it's a choyla lo-oinsoi, then potem miklum, then you tak a potem gansen. Choyla lo-oinsoi, that's the second shita, Ravin shita, that choyla lo-oinsoi is a potem gansen. There's not even a din of tisha kavin. Meaning, according to Rava, Ezra was metaken only by someone who's margil. According to Abaya, Ezra was misaken also for an oinus.
an einus a bogil einsay. So that the assign of achlekes is what was Ezra Misakin for? Was Ezra Misakin only for a margil, or is Ezra Misakin abayis mechadish even for an einus? And the pleishu is must be the assign of achlekes is what is the takonis Ezra? Was takonis Ezra a kalus roishtika takona? So then it's only for a margil, or was takonis Ezra even for an einus? Because the question is. We know we learned that Gemara from the pasuk of Maimed HaSinai. Over there by HaSinai, there were nizah even on Tumah Peletes. So if it's even on a Tumah Peletes, it's not negaya to Kalos Roish. Tumah Peletes is even that they were misakin tefillah for. That was the ikat that was the what took place by HaSinai. So Ezra misakin came there. So who adin for someone that is not margil? That's what even loinsoi. That's a bayashita. Mashiach and Robert says, no, you compare it dafka to the kalas roishtik aspect. So mela, it would be dafka legabi margal and not legabi oinis. That's how the Pnei Shua explains the end, this machloikus, if it's negeya even by a oinis of a bori, or only by a bori hamargal. Not by a oinis. Oinis yipota. Zogti gomorra. Omarova. Hilchasa. Bori hamargal. That means Saya Bori Hamargil. V'choyla Hamargil. Or Yechoyla Hamargil. Meaning, both of them is Adi Tashmish. Aborim So. Which is Rav Dimi Shita. U'bori lo'oinsoi. And a bori. And that's an oinus. Even though it's not Adi Tashmish Amita. Tisha Kavin. Avo l'choyla lo'oinsoi. Potem Miklum. So that's ready like Ravin. L'choyla lo'oinsoi. Potem Miklum. So this, we're showing him this course. Meaning, who's he going like? He's not going Gansa like Rav Dimi. He's not going like Ravin. Chumra of one. Exactly. He's going like both in Mishtikel. Now, so the Rajbe Taka has a different gear, sir, because it seems like it's a tzira for both. And the Rajbe is Goris that he goes in Gansa like Ravin. That means Choyla Hamargil Ubori Le'oinsoi Tisha Kavin. And the Bori Hamargil is 40 so. And the choyle lo oinsoi is potem miklum. Totally, the Rajbe's goris in this hilchos at the end, totally like Ravin. The Gemara is saying not like that, but that's what the Rajbe learns. Zok the Gemara tonu rabbonon. Bal keri shenos alav tisha kavin mayim tohor. The bal keri that they poured in him tisha kavin, he's taka tohor. Bamed vorm amurim this din of tisha kavin is la atzmoi when he's learning for himself. Avala cherim mashenim when he's teaching others, like we had a gerse before in the Gemara. Of the Oruch was Goris Latzia. Latzia, he said, doesn't just mean to misamik, it means to teach others. So then it's Asa. Latzia Mishnah, Latzia Gemara, that's all sugya. So here the Gemara, Mashmoy says, Lacherim, when you're teaching others, then Aborim saw. Then we need 40 saw. And we're showing him explain what's the word in Lacherim, because when you're teaching others, you have to be maimik more. When you're learning yourself, you can get away without being misamik too much. But when you're teaching others, it has to be much clearer. That's a mitamida yoisa mikulam. So you miss amik yoisa. So that's you need aboyim so. Others say the reason is because that's good for what happened by that's the pasuk vahidatim from Hasinai over there. It's taka the makar of the pasuk of the datel of anechel of nevanechel. That was the makar of Gemara before. That's teaching your children. So that's the makar of Balkari. Samach leit Hasinai. They were poigish. So melal achem is aboyim so. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is a separate statement. We'll see in the Gemara soon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mem saw Mikol Mokom. Mikol Mokom is not going on Mikol Mokom El Atzma Lachem. It's a whole different statement. We'll see soon what the Gemara is going on. It's not going Bechlal on this Nakuda. Zog the Gemara. It's going to Gabi Karkan, Kelem, Shuvim, a whole different thing. Zog Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Chad Mahaizuga, one of these peers. Chad Mahaizuga, Areisha. One of them is going to say the following statement on the Reisha, on the din of la'atzmoi v'lacher ma'boim so chad omar hod omad b'med v'amurim la'atzmoi. This that we said la'atzmoi is tisha kavin av l'acher mem so is lo shonu ela l'choy l'hamargil. Meaning when you're choy l'hamargil and you're teaching others, since it came about since even though you're choy but since it came about through tash shamita, but you're teaching others, so that's you need aboim so. But if you have two strikes against you, say yechoyla and say nara de tashamita, then even if you're teaching others, it's tisha kavin. Then it's tisha kavin, even if lamed lacherim. V'chad omar,
Kol acherim, it doesn't make a difference if it's chayla or if it's la'ainsoi. Afilu chayla la'ainsoi. At the ikam memsoi, you always need memsoi when it's acherim because you misamik yoytza and because the pasuk of vaydat levonecha. But you need memsoi when it's acherim no matter what. V'chad ma'izuga a sefer. It's going on the din of the sefer, meaning chad omar hod omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Memsoi mikol makoyim. Now Rabbi Yehuda's statement was a cryptic statement. We don't know yet what is going on. So this din of memsoi mikol makoyim lo yishonu ela bekarka. Meaning, when the mikveh is in the karka, so then you need mem so. Aval bekelim loy, bekelim not. Zog Rashi. Loy shon ala bekarka, loy teme mikomokim drabi de lachshure bekli osa. Don't think mikomokim means that it's kosher mem so, even in a kli. No, mem so is only kosher in karka. The ain't kosher elam emso bekarka. Look, come on, boy, him can't mind mikomokim. The word mikomokim doesn't make sense, really. We'll see soon in the Gemara. But a kaponim is being machmen. He's saying Rabbi Yehuda's din, this din of memso is only bekarka, not bekalim. So not mikomokim in every instance. It's not in every instance. It's only in karka. Memso is only bekarka. Aval bekalim loy. Memso doesn't work bekalim. V'chadomar, that's going to be the mikomokim. Afilu bekalim nami. That even in Kalim, you can have memso. So now Mara says, that's very, when standard bench, mikomokim. Bishlam lamandom afilu bekalim. But the mandom that says that memso works even in Kalim. Handukhtoni rabida memso mikomokim. That's mikomokim. Sai bekarka, umikomokim, and also bekalim. Elo lamandom bekarka in. That memso only works bekarka. Bekalim loi. So mikomokim lasiyemai. What does mikomokim come to be marbe? After all, you need memso only in karka. What's mikomokim? Avdem zok demora lasuye ma'im shuvin. That ma'im shuvin works bekarka, not bekalim. That mem so bekarka works mikol makoim. That means even ma'im shuvin works bekarka. The one mandom says means even bekalim. Mem so works bekalim. The other mandom says no, mem so is only bekarka. So what is mikol makoim? It doesn't include kalim. It means ma'im shuvin bekarka. Zok demora. Rav Poppe, Rav Hunebred, Rav Shua, Rav Bashmuel, Krichu, Rifte, Bahadi, Adodi. They broke bread together. They had a suit of bread together. Omel Rav Poppe. So Rav Poppe said, now came this man for Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon Medina de Gemara means one person is Mavarach and he's Moitzi everyone else. Everyone is Shoysik and listens. That's Medina de Gemara. That's how you're supposed to bench. Berev Amadis Melech. So Rav Poppe said, I will bench out loud and be Moitzi everyone. Omel Rav Poppe, Hovelu did Levorech, the Nofel Alvei, Tes Kavin. I had 9 Kavin poured on me. I'll carry Tisha Kavin, so I'll be Moitzi everyone. This is Lacherim, we see Al Kaponim. To be Moitzi is like Lacherim. Omelu Rova, Bashmul, Tanina, we learned after all, Bamedva Amurim La'atzmoy, Ava Lacherim Memso. To be Moitzi others, benching out loud, to be Moitzi others is like teaching others. So they need Memso. So what are you telling me, Tisha Kavin? Elo, so Rova said, Have a little didi, Levoch, the Nofel Alvei Aboim So. I had Aboim So. Rashi says Nofel is Lavdafka because Aboim So is Tvila, not Nefila. Doesn't mean pouring. But he said, I have better. I went to the Mikvah Mem So. Omulu Ravuna. So Ravuna said, No, Have a little didi, Levoch, I will bench. You know why? The Lek Alvei Loi Hai Veloi Hai. I didn't need neither Mem So or Tisha Kavin. I don't have a Tumas Keri at all. So I'll be Moitzi. Zog die Gemara, Rav Chome, Tovel, Bemeile, Yoyme, de Pischa, Lohoitzi Rami, de Chavoson. I guess in Leil Pesach, he was Moitzi others with Halal, like we say Halal, so he was Moitzi Rami Chavoson, so he was Tovel, Bemeile, Yoyme, de Pischa, because he was Tovel. Now, Rashi over here says, very interesting, Toval Ubirich, he made a brocha, even on the Tvila. Rogeloi Lazes Kein, de Havelele Lamed Acherim. Meaning Tisha Kavin he did rest of the year, but Erev Pesach he was Moitzi others, so merely he was Mevarech on the Tvila. Avdem zok the Gemara, Vileis Hilchze Kavose. Now, the halacha is not like that. So there's numerous ways how to learn this Vileis Hilchze Kavose. So Rashi says, Vileis Hilchze Kavose, Vichyeheche de la Atzmoy Benesina, Lachem Nam Benesina. Just like for yourself, Tisha Kavin works, even when you teach others, you don't have to have Memso. This din of Memso Lachem, it's not halacha. It's not like that. Tisha Kavan is sufficient. That's one way of learning. Blessed is Kavose. Inami Zok Rashi. The Kaimelon Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was the Gemara we had on Amud Aleph. koi dvora ke eish, that we mevatel the din of tefillah, not for Torah, not for tefillah, not for kirishma, there's no tisha kavin, there's no memsor, there's no tekonis ezra, Tosfos Bava Kama says, they mevatel it because the takona was made, any ochel amid boy, it was made originally not as a takona, you don't need a bezin golem and minyan, it was not made as a takona that you can be mevatel, it was made that you could be mevatel it, al kaponim the lesser skavose. So what's in a geya? Teaching, not teaching, the whole tisha kavin is in a geya. Now the tzlach has a kasha, says, just because that you're not required to, like you remember Sarah, that means you're not allowed to. So what do you mean, lesser skavose? If he wants to be machmir to go into the mikveh, so lesser skavose, what does that mean? There's nothing past lesser. So he says, very geschmack, it's going on the Rashi that says borech. That's what Rashi says borech. Tovelu borech. He was mevorech on the brocha, it's lesser skavose. You don't make a brocha on a tefillah. And on that, the halacha is not like him. On the etzim tefillah, you want to be machmir, even if you hold like you remember Sarah, that it's bottled, that doesn't mean you can't be machmir. Shulchan Aruch and Mishabur, Shulchan Aruch clearly says, Bal Nefesh wants to be machmir, could be machmir. So it can be lesser skavose on the chumrah. Pshat is lesser skavose on the borech. As I said in the tzlach. But halacha lemaisa, clearly in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Peches, not Tzadiches, in Simon Peches, the halacha is that Shulchan Aruch brings Takonis Ezra, and then it says, Maisa bitlua kvar bitlua, which means for everything. For tefillah, for kriyashma, for Torah, kodvar keish goes in everything, and the takona is nizbatel. Now, Tisha Kavin is not takona sezer, according to this. Takona sezer was on memso. It was not the Kavin. Tisha Kavin is a kiyam of Torah, of like a mikveh. Not a mikveh for tumah d'oraisa, we're talking about for balkeri. So that is the Gabri Din of Tisha Kavin, like I said yesterday, which comes out to 5-6 gallons of water, has to be poured on you one shot. Zerem Echot, Chazanish is a chumra that a shower is different kalim. It's like if you poured like Gimel Dalet kalim, which is not considered Tisha Kavin. But the many poets can say a shower in a stream is considered like Tisha Kavin, but you have to put it on. It has to be Nesina. That means you go under the shower and you turn it. Otherwise, not a Maisa and Nesina. It has to be Nesina of Tisha Kavin on you. But that's the Lesir Skavose, which is Pashtas because Rabbi Ben Besera, like Rashi says, or Lacherim, you don't even need, it doesn't make a difference if it's Lacherim or La'atzma, it's always Nesina is enough.
Turn the shower on before you go in,
that
doesn't count?
Yeah.
It's not a Ma'aseh Nesina. I mean, you put it on, you did the Nesina. Yeah. Hey, it's a Chumrah, it's a Chumrah.
But you have to turn on when you're...
Zok Tais is the Lesir Skavose. The Tefillah B'chol Yoyim Aboyim So. The Halacha is not that Tefillah... That's one side. It's always aboyim so. Not just on erev Pesach. Inami afilo lacherim nami sagim b'tisha kavin. Another pshat is that even lacherim, even when you teach others, it's enough tisha kavin. Inami yochi perushoy. V'lesser kavosi elak rabidu b'mesera. The omar diveteren mekamlin tuma. V'yesh b'farshim dafka l'toyra. Aval l'tfilo tzorich tfilo. But then Tosfos says in that upirashri de loishno, like we said in before in the Gemara, bitlua letviluso, that even for tefillah you don't need. Then Tosfos says vatevil be'erev yom kippurim ein levorech. Don't make a bracha on tefillah erev yom kippur. That's a tshuva dika tefillah. Va'mevorech have a bracha levatola. And on this taka, it is brought down in halacha that an istinus can go erev yom kippur on tisha kavin. If he's an istinus, he's worried about sicknesses, or he's an istinus, so then tisha kavin is enough. But akoponim Tosfos says it's not mevorech ein levorech. It's a bracha levatola on tefillah erev yom kippur. All right, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom.